we'll continue to have them.
Sure.
But we understand what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions from the board?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd make a motion that we grant them the change in classification to residential.
On BOE 483 and 484. Is that correct, the two properties?
I will second for discussion.
Second, we have some discussion.
I would say the caveat would be that if there is something needed for the assessor's office to also show the classification, that they would show that once they have it in their possession.
You mean from the city of Branson?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, understand. They want once you get whatever you're going to get from the city of Branson's part.
So is that a certificate of completion or?
It's a certificate of occupancy.
Correct. We have a certificate of occupancy. The way we've had an arrangement with the city is that the city has obviously asked us to build the projects for this workforce that's coming.
Right.
Not directly, but indirectly, obviously. And so we've come in and we developed the model. We said, this is it. Everything is not. Has to be sales tax exempt because it's longer than 30 days. However, we've had a variance within the zoning for us to make sure.
But you have occupancy permits for what you have already rented.
Correct.
Okay, so they already have some sort of permit.
They can probably send that to us.
Yeah.
I need it for my records.
If she just wants you to provide a copy of that, I think is what.
Okay.
In other words, when you get the occupancy permits from the city to give you. In other words, as you finish out these other ones and get the occupancy permit, if you send them, that's okay. That's the addition to the motion. Is that addition to your motion okay?
That's okay with
okay.
me.
Yeah. Did you all get that?
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank
all.
You.
Hey,
you
can see Ari. Correct.
Thanks for asking for that permit. Like I said, I just need it for my records.
Okay. Next on our docket is Mr. Davis, but I understand we're not at your time yet. Do you know how close Tim is? I think you're the only thing left before noon, actually.
He was going to speak more from the classification. So, I mean, I don't mind going ahead and...
Well, unfortunately, once we have representation, it's coming from another lawyer. I need to have his permission to engage you. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I think I've got a number for him. I can. Tim, we're in session here on BOE right now, and I think your clients are here, but you aren't scheduled for another half an hour. He was wanting to potentially proceed, but I certainly am not going to do that without talking to you. Okay. You're talking about 24 Highway Rental, right? Okay, that's the one that we're talking about there here. Okay, were you still planning to be here? I mean, do you want us to wait until you're here, or do you want us to go ahead with you on the phone right now? Okay. All right, so we have just, I'm going to put you on speaker, okay? All right, Tim?
Yes, I can hear you, David, just fine.
All right, there we go. Come on up. Please tell me your name, sir. I'm sorry.
Chris Harris.
Chris Harris?
Yeah.
Okay. Tim, Chris is at the podium now. I believe we're talking about BOE number 234239. No, excuse me, not 239. 234 233 or 266, 267, 268, 269, 271, 273, 274, 275,
and 272.
The total of 12.
And did you say 272?
Yeah, he's under two names, 24 Highway, and the other one is Harris.
I did see that one.
Okay. He's got two Harris.
12 units?
11 total, 9 in 24 Highway, and then 2 in Chris and Cassandra Harris.
Okay. All right, Chris, I'm going to make sure Mr. Davis can hear you, so go ahead. Can you speak into that microphone, see if he can hear you?
Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, we're pretty fine, Chris. Thanks.
Perfect. Am I good?
Go ahead.
All right. So we have 11 properties all in Branson Cove. I can give you a little background on Branson Cove, but I'm sure you're probably aware of it. New nightly rental community with some amenities, that kind of thing. Two of our houses are larger, 6 and 7 bedroom, but we built 9 2-bedroom units along the center of it. Very small, compact, efficient, and I'm protesting the value on those. The numbers don't work with performas. The numbers don't work compared to other properties in Taney County that are equivalent or better. And 2-bedroom units are just a completely different model with rates per square foot, with occupancy percentage, and I'm being lumped into the greater Branson Cove neighborhood and the high valuations that I feel like are targeted anyways. And I feel like the appropriate comps for the 2-bedroom units that I have are 155, 175, 181, 185, 191 Lookout Flats, along with 6 additional properties at Trophy Run. And I've got some reference sheets here if you want to take a look at them.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm going to need to get...
The second page, and I have all the documentation back up, but essentially there's some houses along the lakefront of Trophy Run, very comparable. I know Trophy Run well. I was under contract with several properties in Trophy Run, but the builder couldn't meet my timelines, and they were too expensive, which is ironic given the situation that I'm in. So I feel like they're slightly larger. If you take the square foot valuation and you apply it to my square foot, that's where I came up with the 108 number. I also have, I was not good at art school, but I have some pictures here because pictures sometimes do better justice. Essentially, my houses are here.
Can you turn it a little bit so Jerry can see it too?
Yeah. There we go. My houses are on the outside here. These are the comps that I'm talking about. Trophy Run's 5 minutes, right across 165. These houses are 1,425 square feet total. Mine are 1,235 square foot. I've just highlighted the differences. They're very elevated. The fronts have stone faces. Mine have plain Jane siding. They have EV chargers. They have dedicated parking spots. They have decorative rock and landscaping around them. These actually have, the ones that I'm using as my comp, have a lake view from their front porch or back porch. I have a great view of concrete retaining wall. And then inside, they have vaulted ceilings with tongue and groove, exposed cedar beams. Mine is plain Jane, 9-foot finish, whatever. They have elevated kitchens, and I have more pictures if you need them. Tile that goes all the way to the ceiling, backsplashes, upgrade light fixtures, and so I can give that up to you if you want, but it's just not proportionate to valuation.
Chris, have you had any kind of appraisals on any of these properties at all?
No, I bought them directly from the builder and the developer, so I do not. And I think it's also a point.
How many of them are two-bedroom?
I have 9 of them. There's 10 total in the development. My father-in-law, who might come up after, has the 10th one.
Okay.
It's not right. So I also was told by a local realtor expert, essentially, and I know that they creep down the valuations of Branson Cove, but per my card, $2,700 in taxes per bedroom is crazy. He told me I think the average for a two-bedroom cabin is $1,200 or so. And that's kind of on the high side. My 6-bedroom is $1,656 per bedroom. My 7-bedroom, $1,678 per bedroom.
Is that one of the? Is your 6-bedroom one under appeal or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one is that? Which BOE is that? Is that the one that's in your name personally?
Yes. Yeah. Both the two larger ones are in my name personally. And I have documentation on Trophy Run actually gets more rent per night than my two bedrooms. You know, they were at the beginning of the season getting just under $500 a night on a Saturday, Friday, Saturday. The searchability of those is, you know, this whole thing is nightly rentals, it's commercial, it's a business. Okay, fine. But when you search it online, you go to Airbnb, you can search lakefront properties. You can search amazing views. You can search cabins. And so they're getting the luxury of all of the things that come with that, but you can't search. I can't classify as lakefront. You know, I have a nice concrete wall. So I just – the numbers don't make sense. You know, bad on me for buying a retaining wall, but at least put me in proportion valuation-wise.
And it – you understand, if, as an independent board, that we do this, that we also have to operate on evidence, and we appreciate this comparison. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have an appraisal in mm-hmm. this situation, so we'll do the best we can to look at this.
I was more so going off of
comps.
The tax valuations that she provided, and that's on page 2 that shows how much those valuations are, and then I scaled it to match my square footage.
All right. Tim, do you want to add anything else right at the moment?
I do note that in evaluating commercial property, you have 3 potential approaches to come up with a value: the cost approach, comparable market data, and then income capitalization. And the market data and income capitalization, the income capitalization is the preferred approach, with the comparable market data being the second preferred, and then the cost approach, which I think was what was used to assign a value to this, being the least favored approach. So I'm quite sympathetic. I believe it would be more correct to use market data as opposed to just the cost approach in valuing these.
Can you use this? Because I can't see what's going on.
Okay.
And that's Chapter 6. The Missouri State Tax Commission has created a manual for assessors, and this is set out in Chapter 6, how to do each of the 3 approaches with a sort of ranking of which is the preferred method.
Okay.
Here, since they're brand new, we don't have a history of rentals and costs that would allow us to do income capitalization. So based on the guidelines set out by the State Tax Commission, the market data or comparable approach is the best when we look at tax rate per square foot, tax rate per bedroom, and tax rate for the quality of our structures.
Okay, anything else at the moment?
I do know that 3 of Chris's houses were incomplete as of January 1st, so when we come to that point, I'll address that. And then, as I brought up, and we were very familiar.